is their county sheriff. There he is, yeah.
He's all the way back. He's holding down.
Derek Swanson, yeah. And what I'd like to do is just briefly review this proposed ordinance, which would increase sheriff fees from 3% to 4% for the sale of lands and tenements. It would also establish a minimum fee on these sales, which would change from $300 to $500. And it would also establish a setup fee for sales on lands and tenements at $75. This change would match a recent change enacted by Newcastle County, and it's our understanding that Kent County is also considering a similar change. The estimated effect on sheriff revenues would be about $100,000 per year, which, of course, will vary based on activity. It will help make the sheriff's office self-sustaining. And I don't know if Mr. Swanson would like to make any comments, but he's here today. And the ordinance is, of course, just for introduction today, and a public hearing would be scheduled if introduced.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning, Sheriff.
We propose this increase just go in line with the other two counties. Kent is going to follow suit, although we have a cap, just like Newcastle County, on a certain amount. Kent does not have that cap on theirs. But with the increased foreclosures and goods and chattel sales and the new amount of work that the girls have setting it up there, we just ask for a minimum $75 setup fee just for setting up each sheriff's sale, and just a 1% increase to match Newcastle County. And I was speaking with the deputies and the chief deputy up in Kent County, and they're going to propose a 1% increase too. We've had phone calls from attorneys upstate asking why we haven't gone to the 1% increase like Newcastle County has, because when they're setting things up, it's messing their books up, because one's getting 4%, one's getting 3%. And a couple of them expressed that we just all get together and get online with each other.
Newcastle or the other counties, do they have a minimum of, you have a minimum, was 300, now it's going to 500?
Newcastle's up to 500.
Okay, that's
right.
Fine. Any questions?
Nope.
Needs an introduction this morning?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Rogers introduced it. Thank you, Sheriff.
It's on the roll.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then the last item is the county administrator's report, and I'll pass that out. And the first item is Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, June 30, 2006. We are very pleased to announce that the Sussex County Council has received for the fifth year in a row the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting. The award is only given to governments who achieve the highest standards in government accounting and financial reporting by the Government Finance Officers Association. Notice of the award was received yesterday by Mrs. Webb, our finance director. We would like to commend our county staff and auditors for the hard work that has resulted in receipt of the award. Recognition of staff will occur at a later county council meeting. And we're very pleased again to receive that award. The next item is Angola Sewer Public Meeting on August 4th at 9 a.m. A public meeting will be held by the county to further explain the proposed Angola Next Sewer District. The meeting will be followed by a referendum to be held on August 18th. The August 4th meeting will be held at American Legion Post number 28 on Legion Road and Route 24 east of Millsboro. And if there are any questions, please contact the engineering department at 855-7839. Registrar Will's office move on August 6th, 7th, and 8th. The Sussex County Registrar Will's office will be moving from the Court of Chancery building on the other side of the circle to JP Court 14 and State Law Library building. The office will be closed during those 3 days during the move. This again was a move that was required by the state of Delaware due to their lack of the need for space in the Chancery Court building. County tax bills totaling $96 million are in the process of being mailed to Sussex County property owners. This billing for the 2007-2008 billing our year includes $12.3 million in county taxes and almost $80 million for school taxes. The bills are, of course, due September 30, 2007. University of Delaware Low Impact Design Meetings. Public meetings will be held in room 104 of the Cannon Building at the University of Delaware Marine Lab, Hugh Sharp Campus on Pilottown Road in Lewis. These meetings concern finding options to better protect water quality in the county. The meetings will be held on Monday, August 6, 6:30 to 8 p.m., Tuesday, August 7th, 1 to 7 p.m., and Wednesday, August 8th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. For more information, contact Mr. Jim Falk at 645-4235. And then finally, beneficial acceptance. Engineering Department granted beneficial acceptance to Walker Acres, Agreement 624 on July 24th. Developers Shipbuilders LLC, and the project is located on west of Road 213, south of Route 16 on Pin Oak Street in the Ellendale Sewer District. And it consists of 12 single-family lots, and included with a report is a fact sheet on the project. So thank you. We do expect the tax bills to be completely mailed out this week.
I'd like to comment on the, if you're done, Mr. Baker?
Yes.
I'd like to comment on the first one, the Certificate of Achievement. We changed administrators and moved Mr. Baker from Finance Director to Administrator, and we still continue to get that award. I think that says a lot for the system that we had already in place and the continuation of Mrs. Webb and her staff to make sure that we are awarded the excellence in financial reporting. And it's quite an accomplishment, quite an achievement to be able to sustain that for a period of 5 years and change department heads at the same time. So I want to thank you and Mr. Baker and all your staff for doing that.
Thank you.
For that, Mrs. Webb.
Today, I'd like to make a recommendation to open up another bank account. Last week, I had made a recommendation for 4 new accounts, and with the referendum passing for Johnson's Corner, we need a new account now so that we can start accumulating costs, and that will become a new sewer district. My information is fresh and updated since last week. We had gone through what did our due diligence as far as the local bank accounts, and this week I'd like to make a recommendation in the spirit of diversification to Citizens Bank. Last week, the 4 new ones went to Delaware National, and those are the two that are the most competitive right now, and of course local. So Citizen Bank is the option I would like to choose this week. And I have a motion for a resolution if there aren't any questions.
Please read.
Okay. I have a motion to adopt the following resolution, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Citizens Bank bearing the signatures of any two of Dale R. Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal for the following account: Sussex County Council Johnson's Corner Sewer Construction Account.
So move, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to adopt the resolution. Motion just read by Mrs. Webb on the bank accounts with Citizens Bank. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of council. This morning we have for your consideration a wastewater agreement, and this is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Fairway Village RPC Agreement Number 681. In this case, the developer is Mr. Frank Capano of Newark, Delaware. The location of the development will be the town of Ocean View, County Road 84 and County Road 368. This will be a continuation of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 37 single-family homes and 15 townhouses, with a system connection charge of $349,874. We do already have approvals from our engineering department and the state's Department of Natural Resources, while we're expecting 110 construction days and an administration cost for construction and inspections of $92,150.70. We're proposing that the construction costs will total $614,338. And we have a motion for your consideration to enact this. Be it moved that that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 681, that the Sussex County Council execute construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Estate of Fairway Village, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Estates of Fairway Village subdivision located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the wastewater agreement number 681, just read by Mr. Godwin. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Izzo?